Just to let you know. It's happening.
Let's cook, Daddy. All right, JR's cooking today. He's got Spade. Daddy's got his cooking shirt on. Look at those biceps.
I got the JY inaugural wife beater. Just giving some support to John. If you guys did not see John complete the Robin, which was kind of a like a spin-off of like a King Kong type workout. Go on Sevan's channel, find that, watch it. Sevan Hiller, John Young. He was wearing a black beater and earned himself, I think, like a 75-inch TV for completing the workout. So super, just to show some love to John, I wanted to pull my beater out.
Super cool. Hey, super cool workout. But John Young and Hiller are both retarded if they don't think 35 out of the 40 men at the games can beat John in that workout. The amount that he rested between each rep and every exercise was obscene. And for him to show the absolute fucking disrespect to say that I can't beat that slow, unfit motherfucker in that workout is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm tired of the disrespect in the group chat. I'm tired of John saying only one way to prove it, just to get his dick dragged through the dirt. I'm sick of it. Bryson beat him in quarterfinals. Travis beat him in quarterfinals. Come on, man. Get out of here. Get out of town. And I love John Young. In fact, I even want to coach John Young with every ounce and fiber of my being. I want to take this man to semifinals. But
nothing grinds Taylor's gears like someone not respecting him on any workout.
Yeah, I mean, it will literally drive me up a wall until I do what I did to myself in quarterfinal workout 2 just to fucking beat you, bro. Bryson goes, dude, don't compare. This is where John Young's fitness is at a point where even Bryson gets offended if I compare him to John Young. So let me just say this, John, I got your back. If you want to get fit, come see me, bro. Otherwise, shut the hell up with that bullshit.
All right, so abbreviated show today, guys. 30 minutes. I got to take my daughter to the dentist, and I got to get her a little bit early from school. So we got to get out of here early. But we are going to give you more tinfoil hatness. And Taylor might not give you any. It just might be me, because the competition is over. As Taylor knows, and a lot of people know, I'm extremely intense day to day. I'm very focused on certain tasks that I have. And around competition time, that's kind of the only thing that I think about just getting over that weekend. That weekend is over. And now I am only staying up late at night watching old regionals and semifinals footage, trying to see if I can crack the code on the programming for individual semifinals, age group semifinals. I'm obviously looking way too far back in the time machine. I'm looking on .com. I'm doing a lot of crazy stuff. So today we're going to talk age group semifinals, which starts on the 8th. That is next week, I believe.
And that individual should be coming out around a similar time. They'll all be released by May 10th.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet they'll come out on the 10th, because that's exactly a week out from the first semifinal, the European semi. And that's how they always used to do it back in the regionals days. Like, I remember them maybe starting to trickle stuff out 2 weeks before, but like, I remember the strict Nate year, the regionals Nate year, I think it only came out a week before, and it was like, good luck, you got a week to be able to do 40 strict muscle ups.
Right.
So you got some age groupers that you program for that are going to be doing semifinals. Do you have any?
There are a few, not individuals, but several following Sentinel. Two ladies that are crazy good, previous 40 to 44 games athletes, Rachel Green, Julia Kenyon, looking to both make a return trip to the big stage. So I'm excited to see the workouts and excited to talk through it with both of them. And I got a guy named Raul Zepeda, I think is 45 to 49. So a couple people.
Yeah. So those, for those of you that don't know, this year, a little bit different. Right, age groupers have their own separate competition. I know Chase interviewed the two programmers, the two head guys for the Legends in-person games, and they pretty much said, you know, we've been given a lot of freedom, which is really cool, I think, to program the semifinal stage and the game stage with some oversight from the games programming team. But looking at what the individuals have already done, it's the same thing that the age groupers have already done. So there's two directions they're going to go with this programming. They're either going to test some things in semis that were not tested in quarters, or they might revisit movements that either already came up in the open or already came up in quarterfinals because the field was so big and because the top 200 made it. I don't know if you agree with me or not. I would think, hey, if you're 190th right now and you barely got in, maybe you only did three or four ring muscle-ups. We probably don't know who's good at ring muscle-ups yet. We need to come back to ring muscle-ups in semis and make sure that at the CrossFit Games, if they're going to do, if they're going to do higher level skill pressing movements, parallel handstand push-ups, legless rope climb, seated legless rope climb, that kind of stuff, that they're going to just come back and redo some of that stuff in semis. What say you?
You think you're going to see parallel handstand push-ups for the age groups?
No, I'm just saying if they do that kind of stuff at the CrossFit Games and they don't know for sure who's really good at some of the other things like the strict handstand push-ups, ring muscle-ups, bar muscle-ups, that they're going to come back and revisit some of that here at semis.
I wouldn't be surprised, right? I wouldn't be surprised at all if we see that. This is interesting. I didn't know this. So the guys who are programming semifinals for the age groups are the same guys running the Masters Games?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That it was cool that they basically said, yeah, the let's just call them the Legends guys, that the Legends guys have been given a lot of freedom to write the age group semifinals and the CrossFit Games, essentially, so that there is some good cohesion. I think that's important because if you write the semifinals and I write the games and we're not really on the same page with how we want to vet the athletes to the next stage, it could be a mess.
So how much oversight do you think they're getting?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, with sanctionals, it didn't look like the borders were too stringent. It looked like people were just kind of given free rein to do whatever they wanted. So I didn't know they had their own programming company, though. That's right. Seth, I'm guessing, that's saying that right there.
Yes. So Seth, one of my opinion is, for example, Pat Sherwood, we all know, owns Linchpin. And they do that podcast with Boz. And Boz has the Varied Not Random. That's their podcast they do together. Well, there are Varied Not Random programs on Beyond the Whiteboard, like pull-up program, handstand push-up program. So to me, it's essentially Boz selling a program on Beyond the Whiteboard for however much, and he basically programs fucking semifinals in the CrossFit Games with Dave. It is kind of a conflict of interest, but since the start, CrossFit's been open source, and I think at the end of the day, the best trainer wins. I do think there are people in positions, and I'll finish with this because I know it's not the topic of the show. There are people in positions to leverage the platform that they have access to who aren't necessarily as good as people without as much of a platform. And that's just been the way of the world since fucking existence. And the only thing guys like me to do about it is say, look, man, your programming sucks dick. But otherwise, I don't think Boz's sucks dick. I do think Sherwood's, for the most part, he repeats a workout every fucking day. And so that sucks dick. Anyways, semis, is it weird? Maybe, but you get what you got.
So what do you see for them? Like, do you see, I think it's the same kind of window. I want to say it's like it's this 5 or 6 day window that they have. Do you think it's going to be four? Do you think there's going to be another workout? There's going to be five scores. What kind of movement combinations do you see? Five for them?
I think five scores. And I think
so going from 200 to 40, for those that don't know, top 40 make the games in most.
And it's a completely new group of people programming. For example, now it's not like it's who's been programming the age group semifinals in years past. So, you know, call me. Maybe I'm dumb for looking at past year's age group semifinals for guidance as to what to expect or to what to look for, you know.
I think there are going to be the idea that any of us at this point have original ideas is a little bit dangerous to say.
Right.
I think we're all influenced by workouts we've seen before, by workouts that we've written before. It's hard not to come back to the same workout or maybe just tweak one thing. But I like the idea of them using some of the movement combinations that maybe we've seen in other stages of the season or in previous years, and then putting their own little twist on it. Like, for instance, in the team quarterfinals, we saw that front squat ring muscle up burpee workout, and a lot of people were saying how cool of an individual workout that would be for them to do intervals of something like that. I for sure think they'll come back to ring muscle up, and I think they should before they get the game field set. And those weights that we kind of see repeated a lot, especially since 2021, like Boz loves that 185, 125 barbell. We've seen it in bench press workouts. We've seen it in front squat workouts. We've seen it in shoulder to overhead workouts. I think we'll see something like 185 pound barbell, ring muscle up, some kind of a, like a couplet or a triplet of something like that. Strength is usually the big question people have. Well, what makes sense to me is if everyone did the same workouts for quarterfinals to qualify to the stage and they tested basically, let's just call it a clean and jerk battery test, snatch makes the most sense. Now, whether it's full snatch or not, I kind of know where you side with this, especially with the age groupers. I think you make them squat snatch. You don't have to test pistols. You make them squat snatch for reps, and it already shows you who has movement limitations and who has like that part of their fitness dialed in. So I think they snatch. I hope it's not for load. I hope it's under some kind of fatigue. You look at last year, and what did Boz do? You did the shuttle run double under row workout into max snatches at whatever, 225, and then it kind of trickled down with, you know, with the age groups. I see something like that. For sure, I see snatch tested.
It's an interesting workout you bring up, because I remember all of the complaints about basically doing a 10-minute or 15-minute workout and cold calling 225 for a master athlete. Right. Crazy. This is also a good point. We don't know who did ring muscle ups for the Masters, because they 100% only reviewed one fucking video, dude.
And maybe that's even more of a reason that, hey, if we didn't look at this video closely, we really need to revisit some of these gymnastic skills that are in this workout.
You know, they didn't. It ain't we. CrossFit didn't look at 2, 3, and 4. And the age group semifinal guys who are now programming are like, shit, we don't even know if these guys can do a fucking clean and jerk at 245, much less a muscle up. So I would for sure expect there to be some revisitation of skills. Funny comment.
Going back to that snatch workout, we talked about this before too, the fact that 18 to 54 are doing the same workout. I don't see a workout like last year's holding up. I think it's going to be some kind of progression. Right, like we saw clean and jerk light, clean and jerk moderate, clean and jerk kind of heavy, clean and jerk really heavy, depending on how old you are. So what if they do like that original workout, right, was the same loads with snatches? Well, you probably can't do that for this big of a field, but you could start the snatch a little bit.
So you think there's going to be progressive snatching?
I think snatch is going to be tested.
And progressive?
I think it has to be. Unless it's a one rep max, because how can you do that? How can you say I'm doing 185 for reps and so is my 53-year-old uncle? If you do 185, it's not going to be heavy enough. I think that makes the most sense at this point. So if they do a snatch workout, I hope it is not a workout in one rep max. Last year, in the quarterfinals, they did that 10-minute AMRAP, and you had to do a max clean afterwards, right? So there's been stuff like that.
Do anything with it?
I don't know.
Mono snatch, gymnastic snatch.
If I had to guess, monostructural snatch, something closer to what they did last year. When I start thinking about that workout from last year, my brain goes to: will they even use 25 feet? Are they going to use 25 feet?
You don't think they'll do handstand walks or shuttles or carries?
I think the quarterfinals for teams and individuals set some kind of precedence for we are going to try to keep it as simple as we can. The idea that there's not going to be any handstand walk until the games kind of, I think, is a big risk, but maybe they do a dense wall walk workout, right? I think at that point, unless they do a lot of like overhead lunging, which is still a different movement, but it does require a lot of overhead stability. I don't know, man. If they do shuttle runs, if they do lunges, they do handstand walks, I think it's great. I think at this stage with this amount of people, you can do it and trust that people will set up their videos correctly. But if they don't, man, I mean, what does that leave? Double unders and snatches, rowing and snatches. And that's about it, right? As far as like
more likely double unders.
As far as a mixed modality. They rowed in the open, they rowed in quarters, like they didn't do double unders. So if I had to guess, I would say double unders and snatches, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was rowing and snatches. So I don't know.
You think they use a GHD?
I hope so. But I don't know, man. I think at this point,
John Young's fucking retarded. Sorry.
No one thought they were going to do rope climbs. We didn't in quarters, and they did, which I think was a pleasant surprise.
I was convinced they weren't going to do rope climbs.
So I could see them doing GHDs for that.
Do you think they do rope climbs again?
I think so, and if they do, I think it's legless, like they've done in the past. So they've done quarters with legs, and they've done legless with, like they did a farmer's carry, legless rope climb box jump workout 1 year in the age group semifinals. And I know that was just really, really interfering. Last year, they did burpee box jump over, goblet step up, rope climb, goblet squat, legless rope climb. So, I mean, legless is, I mean, I think those guys, they will look at what's been done previously and they will let that shape the way that they test.
Greg, I will literally suck all the fucking methodology knowledge right out of your dick if you don't shut up, okay? And that's not sexual. How are they gonna go? I'm just talking about getting smarter.
How are they going to go long?
I don't know, bro. You tell me. It sounds like you know every workout already.
No,
homie.
I'm just cooking. No, I'm spitballing.
Are you cooking, dude? Are you cooking from scratch? Or did you get some ingredients from the store?
I'm trying to. No, I think with something long, in the years past, they would always do like a 20-minute type workout, like an AMRAP or something. Last year, though, they really didn't. Like the long workout was that shuttle run, double under, snatch workout. So movement-wise, though, I think handstand walk. I think handstand push-ups have been tested enough. You're going to push back and say, well, we don't know if any of them have done them legit, because that workout had three different variations. They didn't get video review. But yeah. I would think it's handstand walk or wall walk if they do anything inverted. I guess they could do a deficit handstand push-up. But at this point, I'd be surprised if it wasn't some kind of hand balancing. And then, I mean, your barbell movements, like snatch will be heavy, but I'm sure there'll be another barbell movement in there somewhere. I could see them doing thrusters in years past. They've done a lot of thrusters in age group workouts. Overhead squat again, I think, is great. In the past, they've done like thruster rope climb workouts, and I think that's like a really cool classic combination. But they've also done, they could also just go back and do a progression like the open, you know. Mm. So I don't know. Hey, I'm excited to see the workouts.
Travis, you go ahead.
No, go.
Now I was just gonna say, dude, my fitness and the fitness programming that I program knows no discrimination, knows no bounds, knows no boundaries, bro. Fitness for everyone and everything. And that's all. Heidi, shut up. You don't need to get in shape to do Sentinel training. There's an option that my mom could do with one arm. Anyways, and you have access to it now. A furry could do Sentinel training. I've seen it. All right. Yeah, I'm interested to see what the workouts are. I'm also interested to see what the semifinals, you know, individual programming looks like. Although I'm so nervous about, again, transitioning from that role of like someone who looks at things critically to someone who's like, okay, what do I need to do? How do I need to attack this? How do I need to handle business? It was easy in quarterfinals because I felt like all the workouts were good for me. So I was like, oh, I love quarterfinals programming. I don't want to look at, like, last year's semifinals did not excite me at all. So I don't want to see some shit like that. But this year's quarterfinals I thought was way cooler than last year's quarterfinals. So maybe that's a trend that we can expect to see during semifinals. I do think it's going to be fun to see a whole new field of athletes now that we've got 120, however many ding dongs who aren't going to be there due to penalties. Thoughts on that?
I remember the old regionals days and going back and watching a lot of those videos of the earlier heats, like the difference in fitness level. And I know the sport was a lot younger, but the difference in fitness levels from like heat one, heat two to heat three and heat four was insane. And mm-hmm. I wonder if, because a lot of people got penalties and a lot of people probably didn't have the video review that maybe they should have, it's just going to kind of be more of the same. I mean, there's always going to be that big gap, I think, from the pros and the people who are more so amateurs. But I mean, top 40, an entire side of a continent, you would think and you would hope that they would be deep enough to where there's going to be a lot of movement. Last year, there was a ton of movement with 60. And even saying that, like, you could do bad on one or two workouts and still qualify for the games. So that those margins will be smaller this year, which I think is good.
Margins will be smaller. I agree. What do you think about John Young claiming that he wouldn't be last at a semifinal? I think that's only fucking true if somebody withdraws due to injury. No offense.
I think just to make a claim like that, you're assuming one, that there's going to be some kind of max lift, because we've usually seen that. I don't think we'll see that this year. I think them doing quarters the way that they did, and Dave coming out and saying, I don't think it's appropriate to test one rep max as like an online competition, or I think that online competitions, one rep maxes skew the leaderboards too much. Like last year, yeah, they did the 800 into the snatch, and then they did the snatches into the 800. So a lot of people will say that that wasn't fresh, and it wasn't completely fresh. But I would say that we get strength tested in more of a battery type situation like we did in quarterfinals this year.
So a workout with,
sure. Like even if it's a workout like they did at quarterfinals, where they're like, hey, all right, well, you guys did this workout with clean and jerks. Now you're going to do it with snatches, and we're going to have the weight go up. So you're going to do a amount of reps, and you're going to rest, and then the weight's going to go up, and you're going to be able to watch everyone as they work down the floor, starting at kind of different times. And then by the end, you're going to do max snatches, and you're going to advance every five. So it'd be really clean, really easy to watch, but some kind of fitness strength test, and not just a, hey, go out fresh, do a 3 rep max overhead squat, and that's it.
Barry, I'm going to bury my cock in you. And just so you know, half of Brute's coaches just copy and paste their individual programming to every individual client they have. And I have this on good authority. So shut the fuck up.
All right. So last year,
I'm a sucker for shit like that. Sorry, guys.
Last year, there was running in 3 of the workouts. At semis.
And there were echo bike in two or
two. Do you think there's going to be running in more than one workout? And when there's running tested, and I don't think there's anything wrong with having running in, I would say, 2 of the 6, because all anyone ever talks about is at the games, what's the most common movement testing?
Running. So the most frequently programmed workout on main site, 77 times since CrossFit's inception, is the 5K run. Running is foundational to being a human being. If you can't run, you're probably fucking fat and you're probably not fit.
Yeah. So if we assume they're going to do running in at least one, probably two of the workouts, how do you think we get it this year? Because we're going to run. I would say it's still going to have to be on a runner. Unless they're going to do like a 100-foot shuttle run back and forth type workout. I mean, it just makes sense that they use an air runner, but do you think it's going to be cyclical? Like, do you think it's going to be rounds? Do you think it's going to be a chipper? Do you think it's going to be like, what would you have to guess if, like, gun to your head, how are we going to do running? I know what you hope it is, but how do you think,
what do you think? I hope it is
something that's a crazy long grind, like something where the run matters, and where you're going to have to like get gutsy on the run, where it's not just going to be like the run is the buy-in, the run doesn't matter type situation.
Week 3 semifinal is Memorial Day weekend. I would ejaculate all over myself if it was Murph. Just saying. And not because I think I would win the workout. I'm not that naive. I haven't been running a ton. But I just love that workout. It's my favorite CrossFit workout, not because it's my favorite group of movements, not because it's my favorite stimulus or whatever, or even it looks pretty on paper. It's my favorite workout just because of the story behind it, and the kind of the zone that I get into before doing it. That would be so fucking cool. And I could promise you this, I would take myself to quarterfinal workout two place if that were the event, and probably beyond.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because they've been doing a lot of Murph pushing and promoting.
Does GORUCK make a fucking... You keep talking, I'm going to look this up.
I don't know if you're asking if they make a weight vest.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
I don't know, but that would be really cool. I think back in 2017, you know, they did the weight vest workout that was very Murph-like, where they did 1,200 meter run into 12 rounds of 4-8. Yeah,
there four you rounds, go, bro. It doesn't even go on your front. Sheesh.
And when I think about the movement, like the push up, and judging it, some kind of ruck or something like that makes way more sense as far as judging goes.
Does that say black foreskin camo? Just kidding.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Okay, keep talking. Sorry.
That'd be cool. I mean, if they did something like that too, back in 2017, I went back and watched that. They had heats of 20. They had 20 runners. They had people split a pull-up bar down the middle. So you had two people on each pull-up bar. They had, like, you know, handstand push-ups on each side. I think that would be cool. I think it would be a way to get the community really excited about doing Murph. It kind of checks all the boxes.
Do you think if they did Murph, how much squatting do you think they would do in the rest of the competition? That's a fuck ton of squatting and under a ton of intensity. That's legs for days, bro.
They do.
Murph's
they
the kind do. Of workout. If you hit it intensity, it will fuck you up for the rest of the weekend.
They would do one other squatting workout, and I think it would be moderate to heavy for low reps.
Oh, shit. Let's go, bro. Let's fucking go. You're getting me fired up.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm doing fucking Murph next week, dude.
That being said, not so fast, my friend. Whenever we have an idea like this that makes so much sense, it's never correct. So I'm going to say that when they run at semis, it's going to be a long run. It's going to be a lot, but it's going to be very, very in line with what we've gotten as long as Adrian has been kind of at the helm. Look back every year from, I think, 2021. Last year, semifinals. I already talked about it. Shuttle run, double under row, snatches. Last chance qualifier, 2022. 10 down to 1. Shuttle runs, clean and jerks at 225. 2022 or three games, shuttle to overhead. We see this. He said on podcast before, there's you can't have a competition without testing running, right? He even said that. And this whole running and lifting and being able to show that you can do both, last year at semifinals, 800 meter run, max snatch, 10 snatches, max 800 meter run.
I thought it was eight snatches.
Okay. I don't know. It might have been.
What if they did that?
I'm just saying. I think that we typically don't get this. When you think about like long grinder type workouts, like we had machine workout last year with the carpet sled, we got this stuff. But I think that we will get this workout. Hopefully, that maybe has like three or four movements, but it's very mixed modality. And we get a lot of running, but it's not just like running in gymnastics, or it's not just like running with machines. That I think we get like a long workout, might be the Friday workout. I mean, are they doing a broadcast for Friday? Like, yeah. But anyway, I think Murph would be amazing, and I hope that's what it is.
If they did, this is crazy. Final event, one Hyrox. This will never happen. Well, I don't want to say never, but this isn't happening this year. If it did, I bet at least three of the individual men beat a world record Hyrox time. You? What say you, sir?
You think someone could?
I think there are three men across the field at East, West, and Europe and Oceania that could, three men across those regions that could beat the world record high rocks.
Without specific training for it, no, I don't think so.
And squatting to depth and still setting a record, because Hunter can't fucking even touch his butthole to the toilet seat. That guy shits halfway standing up.
No, I think it's too specialized. It's too running specific. You cannot make up time on the stations enough to make up for it. And no, I don't think it would.
If you had to squat to depth at a high rocks race, okay, the crossfitters would R them in the butt.
That's 3 minutes. That's 3 minutes of a 50-minute workout, because 100 wall balls is 3 minutes. So
I may have relapsed, but whatever.
Even if you squatted halfway or full depth, it's irrelevant.
If they had to squat all the way down, they'd run a lot fucking slower. But those guys just do wall ball push presses and jerk off for the rest of the race.
It's the very last movement of the competition.
Whatever, dude. I don't even know shit about high rocks. Fuck high rocks. High rocks is for CrossFit quitters. Did you see Sydney Wells signed up for high rocks?
Dude, I mean, she's a great runner. I'm sure she'd do awesome.
I'm sorry for going there.
if you were her, what would you do? You'd look for something to do.
I'd lay in my bed and masturbate for 6 months, probably. And eat Ben and Jerry's.
Before
dude.
We get off, we need to thank our sponsors for supporting this tomfoolery. Reaction Gymnastics, Amy Fritt, reach out to her. Individual, in-person coaching, online coaching. If you need to get your body weight movements up to snuff, if workout 3 dominated you, reach out to her. She's awesome. HGRCBD, all the recovery needs. Go check them out. State Farm, Patrick Mitrovich, a big supporter of us from the beginning, our very first sponsor. Patrick Mitrovich at sfpatrick.com. It is on the screen. Yeah. On that note, I'm glad that you are going to semifinals.
Me too.
And you're going to Carson the week before. And that you're not going to lay in your bed and do that.
Kevin Doyle, I have nothing against high rocks. Some guy responded to me in a comment a couple weeks ago and said, "We mock what we don't know, or we mock what we don't understand." And that's probably a perfect painting of my approach to life, is not understanding something, so I make fun of it. High rocks, I'm sure, is sick, and I will probably do one someday. That is a 10% option if I had gotten a major penalty and not qualified. Meth would have been on the table of things to consider. Ideal semis workout? I didn't see that question. Send it to me and we'll talk about it on the next show. Thanks, guys.
Peace.